Gusto doesn't build meditation apps or save the planet. Gusto supports the people who do. With happier paydays, health insurance, hiring, you name it. Gusto does payroll, benefits, and so much more for people who do incredible things. Learn more at gusto.com.
I wanted a career in which everything would matter, so I joined the CIA, and now I help protect our families, our friends, and every fellow American.
Find out how everything you do in your career can impact our nation. Visit cia.gov/careers to learn more and apply.
Did you know that Gracefully Yours and Marvelous Greeting Cards are America's small business and franchising's best weapon to help you retain your important customers? Yes, there's simply no substitute for a handwritten thank you card, birthday, encouragement, or anniversary card from Gracefully Yours or Marvelous Greeting Cards. With all the competition that you face today, using Gracefully Yours or Marvelous Cards can help you retain those important clients that you have earned. Imagine spending less than a buck to thank someone and continue their revenue and trust for a lifetime of services. Visit gracefully-yours today and use promotion code TPT, that's TPT, to get 50% off discount on any product on their site. And you can get free shipping, too, straight to your home or your office. When it's time to show gratitude, encourage others, or celebrate life's milestones, do it with Gracefully Yours. And good morning and welcome back to Success Made to Last Legend Show. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is presented by Heather Barnes Media, as well as Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, and of course, our longstanding supporter, Edward Jones Financial Advisors. You know, every once in a while, we get an individual on who's got it all together, who's working on what we would consider significant projects. And that is the case with Emily Shaw, an Indian-American actress, daughter of fame, Bollywood producer, Prashant Shaw. She's making a name for herself way beyond competing as Miss USA. She's now in a starring leading role and executive producer of a significant film we think is going to make a huge difference around the world called Jungle Cry. She's here to talk about it this morning. Emily, welcome to our show and good morning from India.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So before we talk about Jungle Cry, tell us a little bit about your own backstory.
Yeah, sure. So I'm half Indian, half white. My mom is actually from Kansas City, Missouri, but her background is Scottish and Welsh. And so I kind of grew up in this very diverse family. You know, we went to church and we also went to the temple. And so I kind of celebrated both of my traditions and my backgrounds. But I grew up in that kind of mixed family. And, you know, with my father being a Bollywood producer, I always joke that my playgrounds were film sets. And I was lucky enough to, you know, be able to be on various sets of not only films, but commercials and reality shows and TV shows as well, and theaters and things like that. So kind of just grew up in that industry. Started dancing when I was 2 years old and then really fell in love with it. Started taking theater classes because I loved performing so much. And then that's where I really fell in love with acting and started doing acting classes at a really young age. You know, I think I was about 5 when I took my first acting class and kind of just continued on there and did commercials here and there, did theater in New York and New Jersey because I grew up in Jersey. And then I moved out to California and went to college out here. I got a degree in entertainment media management. And then after I graduated, I started working on Jungle Cry.
Wow. What a journey. And you were on stage at such an early age. It sounds like it's in your DNA. But just from an acting and a dance perspective, do you still get butterflies before you go on stage?
Yeah, even before auditions, forget stage. I still get butterflies before I go into auditions. My palms are sweaty. My back's all sweaty.
Some people say that's a good thing because you're fully aware of what you're about to do. And, you know, performing is something where you need to be mindful, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, so Jungle Cry, how did you come across the story?
I was actually attached to it as an executive producer from the get-go, and it came to me from a family friend who kind of brought me a couple of true stories and said, do you want to work on any of this with me? And I said, actually, I really am fond of this story, Jungle Cry, because it's a story that was never told or never got any light or any media attention whatsoever. Because back in 2007, when these boys won the Rugby Junior World Cup, India also won the Cricket World Cup. And obviously, cricket is like the number one sport in India. So the media and all of the attention went to these cricketers versus these boys. I mean, it was just... They were just not going to see any media attention. And so when you go around India and you ask people if they know about the story, I haven't found one person that knew about this story. And that was quite shocking to me because I was like, how could this be such an incredible journey with these orphan boys and these tribal boys that have never even left their villages, let alone India, and mm-hmm. have won the Rugby World Cup? How have you guys just not even heard? This doesn't make any sense to me. So I felt like it was almost my social responsibility to bring some light to the story. And so when I read the script, I realized that there was a couple of elements missing and that we had to work on it and rewrite it. But one of the biggest elements that were missing was there was not a single female character in the whole entire script. And I was like, we live in 2022, guys. Like, there's no reason why there should not be a female in the story.
That's right.
And so we wrote in a sports physio, which it's very common for there to be a sport. I mean, there's always a sports physio with any, you know, team, whether that be the NFL football league here or rugby, you know, anywhere in the world. So, and a lot of the times they are female, especially in rugby. So it just made sense to add that female character and that element in and to kind of add that softness because rugby is such a rough and tough sport, just like NFL is. It can be very testosterone driven. And so you kind of lose that side of that softness and that charming care, you know, charisma and, you know, this consciousness that you get from a female. So we added the character of Roisin Tucker in, and that's who I play.
That's tremendous. And the story, if we were to do sort of the log line of it, it's based on a true story that follows the journey of 12 underprivileged children playing sports barefoot who went on to win the prestigious U14 Rugby World Cup in England. And when you look at the story and the different plots and stories within the story, how important is this backdrop of orphaned kids coming out with virtually nothing to their name and being able to win this victory?
Yeah, it's against all odds, right? Like even the stakes that Dr. Samantha, the guy who owns and created the institute, which is called Kalinga Institute of Social Sciences, I mean, he started out with 30 kids. And that institute is now holds 30,000, I would say, kids. So a little bit over 30,000 at this point. But, you know, they come from the poorest of poorest families. I'm talking families that make less than 10 to 20 cents a day. Like, that's how poor that you have to be to qualify for the school, because it's all free. The school houses them, clothes them, educates them, feeds them, teaches them a trade even. So it's obviously an honor to be able to get an education, and especially, you know, given that that's where they come from. It's just, it's beyond their capability to imagine that they would ever be in a school, let alone going to a rugby tournament. So it was something that is such a vast contrast between the two. You have these boys that are playing in like almost this red dirt and mud, barefoot, you know, without any uniform, without any sight of, you know, unity as a team or community. And so when they go to the school, they kind of start to learn that sense of having teammates and working together as a team and not just fending for yourself as you would, you know, in the tribal lands and in your village type communities. So you see that kind of contrast in how they kind of mold and grow together. And then you see them going from that, playing barefoot without any equipments, to, you know, pristine jerseys in the UK and cleats and, you know, their guards, mouth guards, things like that, things that they never could even fathom, you know, just a couple months before. So they kind of are getting used to it, but you do see that contrast between them and, let's say, the South African team or, you know, the German team, who are very prim and proper and they have it together.
Yeah. Do you, is there at the end of the movie, any call to action so we as a public can go, we want to support that school and we want to support orphans? Because I think this movie is going to open up the eyes to a lot of people in the United States to say, hey, we're pretty privileged and how can we help others?
Yeah. You know, that's interesting. There isn't a call to action, but we do highlight the school quite a bit. And if you do reach out to the school, Kalinga Institute of Social Sciences, then, you know, they're more than willing to try to get some help because, again, they are giving so much to these kids. Okay. And Dr. Samantha does a great job. But there are two separate organizations. So it's Dr. Samantha that, you know, has a school and has built the school from the ground up. And then there's Sir Paul Walsh, who comes from England, and he's the one that discovered the boys. And so he has his own entire organization called Jungle Crows with Kalo Rugby, and Kalo means play in Hindi. And so he also takes, you know, kids off the streets and out of the slums. And he says, come on, let's go throw a ball around. And he kind of builds that community and that sense of, okay, I have to show up here every day for practice at 6 p.m. I can't be on the streets or I can't get into trouble. And he you know, teaches girls. So for girls, that's a big thing, right? Because if you have that sense of community, then you have a sense of belonging. And in India, it's just still very common for, you know, women or girls, even for that matter, to be sold off and for their families to sell them off and things of that nature. So when you have that sense of community and that place of belonging where you're like, okay, I got to show up every day at 6 p.m. or at 6 a.m. for practice, you kind of take away all of those negative elements that come with living in the slums or the streets of India.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that insight. Mm-hmm. We are talking with Emily Shaw. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. But Emily, tell our listeners where they will be able to see Jungle Cry in the next few months.
Sure. You can watch Jungle Cry in theaters this Friday, May 20th at your local theater. We'll be playing all across the US, UK, and Canada. And you will be able to also find it towards the middle or late June on Amazon Prime and Apple.
Beautiful. And we urge all of you listeners out there, if you are parents of young soccer players or baseball or any sport, take your kids to this movie. Because I don't want to drum it down your throat, but you're going to see the most underprivileged who rose to the top. And there's a story in there for all you parents and all you kids out there, too. You need to see Jungle Cry. It's a beautiful movie. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Heather Barnes, food and product photographer and storyteller behind the lens. Our Austin-based team is all about visual solutions. For your brand, it's essential for your product to be memorable and have stickiness. Our clients like Ghirardelli, Tiff's Treats, and Nautamu choose our photography to develop positive associations with their brand. They call our work inspiring because it moves consumers into a relationship with their company. And we can do the same for you. Learn more today at heatherbarnes.com, focused on you, your story, and your success with memorable photography garnished with love.
And we're back with Emily Shaw. You know, on the backside of this Legends show, we ask some different questions, and the reason why you made it on today's show and Jungle Cry made it on, because we think you've moved from success to significance. And we'd love for you to mentor our listening audience as a storyteller and tell them how you choose your projects.
Yeah, especially in Bollywood, you know, you've got a lot of, they call it like these masala films, and it's like the song and dance, and it's like over the top. And, you know, the rickshaw wallahs, meaning like the rickshaw drivers, they just go crazy over it. And sometimes, you know, some of the films don't really make sense. It's like silly slap comedy. And that does really well in India. And, you know, I got a lot of questions in India while I was doing press where people were asking, do you regret not starting off your career in Bollywood with one of these masala films? And my answer was absolutely not. Because not only is do I get to show my real acting chops in Jungle Cry, but it's such an important story that had to have been told. And the thing that I always tell people is that, you know, if you go and you continue to go to the theaters and watch Marvel films and Fast and Furious and these larger than, which I'm not even talking down on because, listen, I worked on those films as a production assistant. But if you go and you support these films and you continue to rise them up to the box office and they see these numbers, they're going to continue to make these kinds of films. But on the flip side, if you also support these, you know, true stories of these unsung heroes and you help them shed their light on their stories that were never told, then these stories will be made too. So I felt like if I can contribute to that in some way, shape, or form, then it would not only help my career or me personally, but it's something that I take away from it too. It's not just about making a film. At the end of the day, anybody can make a film. I can set up a camera, make a film, and put it on YouTube. But it's what you do with that film, and it's a message that is sent out after, whether it's based on a true story or it's based, you know, on fiction. I just think that stories like these are just so incredibly important, not only for me to produce and to act in and to support, but the audience to show up and support as well.
Absolutely. Hey, this is your baby. So you had to nurture your baby.
Yeah.
What does your dad think of your baby?
He's really proud of it. I mean, it's been a long time coming, you know, because we were supposed to release during the pandemic. So I think our last release date was like April 17th, 2020, right in the thick of it. So that just wasn't going to happen. So I think he's just proud of everything that's come from it and all the attention that it's finally getting.
Very good. Okay, let's do a thank you moment for Emily. Why don't you thank any of your top three or four mentors in life for how they've shaped you and created this wonderful woman who's a leader and who's creative, and you got it all together.
Yeah, I would love that. Okay, well, first I want to thank a woman named Rubina Dode. She was another EP on the film, and she's a very close friend of mine. But I don't think that she was kind of like the glue of the production. And I don't think that we would have been able to accomplish, you know, even half of the things that we accomplished if it weren't for her. But she was also my outlet. Like, she kind of took on, you know, not only the burden of the production on her back, but she gave me a listening ear after a long days of work. And so I think that my mental health, I have to owe it to her from that film, because that film was quite heavy, you know, as an actor, because you're actually working with these tribal boys. And it takes a toll on you because, like you said, you realize how privileged you are and how much you take things for granted. And you kind of are hard on yourself, and you think about, like, why haven't I done more in this life that I've lived to give back to children like this? So to have her as, like, you know, just a listening ear and a bouncing board and to kind of vent to somebody meant a lot to me. So her is number one. Number two is my acting coach, Diane Charles, who was also on the film, because she really became like a mother figure to these boys, even though they had a language barrier between them. She was able to really communicate with them and kind of dig deep with them in ways that they have never really dug deep within themselves and spoken about. The vulnerability that she was able to get out of these boys, and myself included, was just something that I've never seen. I used to call her the set therapist. I'm like, you're the, you know, unsung set therapist, because the way that you're able to kind of get these boys to talk about things that they would never really talk about is just super impressive. And it's things that they should, you know, kind of get out there. And everybody felt so much better after talking to Diane. So she was like the fairy godmother of the set.
Aww.
And then the last person, or last two people, I guess I should say, that I want to thank, and I know it sounds really cliche, but it's truly my parents, because you know what? They're the ones that put me in these acting classes when I was 5 years old. They're the ones that pushed me to do this. You know, they were the ones, and not in that, I wouldn't say in, you know, maybe the King Richard way that I don't think, or, you know, even like, you know, Michael Jordan's dad, I wouldn't say in that way they pushed me, but they always believed in me. And they were like, you can do anything that you want to do. And when I saw that, you know, these boys didn't even have parents to push them or to say that to them, it made me realize how grateful I am to have parents that actually care, because that's not common. And I took that for granted for such a long time. So the fact that my parents cared and invested into my talents and my skills, like, I owe that to them.
Wow. Nice. I hope that they're listening, or we will get them a copy of this show. So it's always nice as parents to hear that sort of feedback.
Yeah.
Anybody else on that top list?
I mean, yeah, I've got, my partner too. He's been such a great support. His name is Mina Masood, and he did such an incredible film. He's done a lot of incredible work, but he's mostly known for his role in Aladdin. He played Aladdin in Disney's Aladdin, but he was so supportive through all of this. And he even knew how important this story was to be told. And he had just blasted out as much as he could to his fan following and just was so supportive through all of this. So I do commend him a lot, because it takes a real man to see your woman rise to success and want her to continue to rise to success, even maybe beyond you. So I appreciate that.
Now, that was a great statement you just made there, because there's a wrap-up question for you, and I'm not going to give it to you yet because we've got a few more minutes with you, but sure. Thank you for that. And so that was Rabina, your acting coach, Diane Charles, parents, and Mina?
Mina, yeah, M-E-N-A. Mina,
very good. Wow. Yeah. Thank you to all of them for helping shape you. Okay, here's just a couple of sillier questions.
Yeah.
We talk about audio branding all the time and music that goes with people. Is there a particular song that represents you today?
There is one song that I really have been listening to get myself hyped up in the morning, and it's called Living My Best Life, and it's featuring Snoop Dogg. And it just makes me so happy, because I think that living your best life doesn't mean that you get all the success that you've ever dreamed about. I think living your best life means that you're living to the fullest potential that you can be living to. And I think that I'm doing that right now.
Oh, wow. Love that. And speaking of mornings, we know that you don't have as your morning routine waking up at 5 to talk to crazy people on Legends every day. But if you do have a morning routine, what's your favorite part of it?
Going to the gym. I like to get that out of the way, get it done with. And then I feel good to go for the rest of the day. So I like to go to the gym first thing in the morning.
Nice. One inside question on the movie Jungle Cry is the casting process for the boys. I'd love for you just to give a little bit of insight on that, because mm-hmm. I was fascinated by how the heck did that happen?
Yeah. So we decided actually to cast rugby players. So these boys are really from that Kalinga Institute of Social Sciences, and then majority of them are actually from Paul Walsh's Rugby Crow organization. And okay. So we went out to these boys, we, collected a bunch of them and kind of just had them show their, talent. Like, we wanted them to dance and sing, and we wanted to see who was the most confident and comfortable in performing. And then from there, we selected the actors, and we kind of, over a span of 2 to 3 months, taught them how to act. And you'll see that when you watch the film, you'll be like, there's no way that these boys are not professional actors, because they're that good.
Hmm. And then Diane helped them in terms of vulnerability. So it's like you had it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, we really probably, did. Or we tried to, at probably, least.
Don't you think that they probably all grew a little bit as boys?
For sure. Definitely. Yeah. The boys that I met, during casting and that whole process of the final selection were completely different boys that left Wales after we were done shooting.
Okay. one enterprise question for you, and then the final question of the day.
Okay.
Tell us about Dharma Indian Dry Gin, and why did you enter it as your next passion project?
Yeah. So Dharma is the world's first Ayurvedic inspired distilled spirit. We use most of our botanicals from India. We do obviously use our juniper berries and saffron, which comes from Spain, but our juniper berries come from Italy and Macedonia. But we have really interesting botanicals in the gin. We use black cardamom, mango, rose, turmeric, ginger. We use Indian curry leaf, which is not like your typical curry leaf. It's got a very fragrant and floral, earthy type of taste to it. Really, really unique ingredients. And the reason why I chose to kind of work on this project was because I always wanted to have a brand that represented who I was and where I came from. And I was always passionate about how Indian foods and botanicals and herbs are used as superfoods and how they do have such great, incredible healing properties, but they also taste really great. And that's what makes Indian food so aromatic. So I wanted to kind of work on a product that was in the food and beverage space, and I wasn't too sure where to kind of enter into, but I've always loved gin, and I figured that gin would probably be the most culturally appropriate thing to do, being the fact that I'm half Indian and half Scottish and Welsh. It just felt like the right thing to do and the right thing to make at the time. And so, you know, we kind of looked around and thought, okay, maybe we'll do tequila, maybe we'll do vodka, but it just, none of those things excited me. And I said, no, I really want to do gin. I just think it's an untapped market. And I think a lot of Americans don't like gin because you have this really piney and Christmas tree tasting gins that are just so overbearing, and it turns people off for a lot of the reasons. Right. So I wanted to make a gin that people could just sip on neat and could enjoy in a cocktail. And so I always say that Dharma Gin is for the people who don't like gin.
Oh, very good. Thanks for that insight.
Yeah.
Okay, wrap-up question. You know, this show is about people that have moved from success to significance. I'd love for you to comment on this. Quote, why should we keep some room in our heart to become significant?
That's such a good question. I love that question. You know, I think that you can define success in a lot of ways, but I think, and that to me is a very almost surface or outer layer type of definition, but significance comes from within. And I think if you realize that you're always going to have room to grow in any way, shape, or form, and you're open to that, then you're always going to continue to become significant. I think if you close that off and you say, no, I've reached my full potential, there's no room to become even more significant from within than you already are. So I think if it comes with that, you know, idea of always wanting to grow and being open to growth, even whether no matter if you're 20 years old or 50 years old or 80 years old, I think everybody can grow in some way, shape, or form.
We do too. What a great wrap-up statement. Thank you for this. I bet you, years from now, if you were to do a line chart of your life and you were pointing out the peaks, that Jungle Cry is going to be one of those seminal moments in your lifetime.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I'm glad we were able to celebrate it with you today. Thank you so much. We appreciate you getting up so early and being with us on Legends. Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing the film. One more time, tell us where we'll be able to see this wonderful movie.
Sure. You can watch it in theaters on May 20th, which is this Friday, all over the US, UK, and Canada. And then it will be arriving on Amazon as well as Apple in the middle of June. So just keep your eye out for that if you can't make it to the theaters. But do try to support it in theaters, because, again, if you support films like this will be continued to get made. So thank you, guys.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Emily. That was Emily Shaw. We appreciate her being on our Legends show today. And folks, as we wrap up every show, we wish for you that you will move from success to significance. Have a great week.
I am so glad that we met Serban Marasini of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Serban has been there for all of our life moments, always centered on us and where we want to go. He was instrumental in helping us live around the world, building our media company, and nurturing us as a true partner for the next stage of our lives. You know, there are 19,000 financial advisors serving over 7 million clients. But Serban treats us like we are the only one, and the one that really matters. If you want to contact Serban, call him today at 303-494-2310. Again, the number is 303-494-2310. You know that life is for the living. Why not partner for all of it with Edward Jones?
Oh, we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 off passes or daily tickets starting at $39.99.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months, because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.